So we have Abram and Sarai who went, and now we have Matthew who does this very odd thing. I want us to think about this. There he is at the gate of some sort with his tax collector's booth. So it's a booth as people would come in and pay tax to do whatever they're going to do in the city. So he's, my image is he's got this little booth with shutters. I don't know what he really has because I don't. But he's sitting there and along comes this man and he says, "Follow me." Matthew closes his booth, grabs his bag and whatever else he had, and off he goes and follows Jesus. I'm always amazed by this passage because he doesn't know what Jesus is asking him to follow to do. It's a complete unknown. He knows, obviously, he must know the man, because you wouldn't pack up your stuff and leave your profession. Very lucrative, mostly tax collectors was a very lucrative profession. He leaves it to go and follow Jesus to some unknown task. But what we get right after that is Matthew and Jesus and all these tax collectors setting down to this feast. Can you imagine? It might have been something like a feast of celebration for a man who has chosen to change direction in his life and follow Jesus. So there they are celebrating, and naturally with the tax collectors there are these sinners. What they think sinners means is the women who came to celebrate with them, to sing, to make merry, to do whatever might be happening in the making of the merry. All of them gathered there, and there is Jesus sitting in the midst of them, having this wonderful time celebrating this man's choice to turn and follow Jesus. And what did the Pharisees do? They question him. What are you doing there? Hanging out with these tax collectors and sinners. What are you doing there? And Jesus immediately says, "Hey, if you are well, I don't need to be near you. But these are people who need to hear the message of grace and salvation and mercy and love. And that's where God calls me to be." So why did we skip these next 4 or 5 verses? Because I think what the lectionary people wanted us to know is when Jesus said to Matthew, "Follow me," they wanted us to know what they were following Jesus into. Because when the reading picks up again, we have a man who comes because his daughter has died. His daughter has died. And he believes that Jesus can bring healing to his daughter. That Jesus can bring his daughter back to life. He is a leader in the synagogue, and he trusts this kind of unknown event of resurrection. But in the midst of it all, he heals the woman with the 12 years of a hemorrhage of blood. So what does Matthew learn as he brings a young girl to life and heals a woman of 12 years of disease, and we believe the young girl might have even been 12? Matthew learns that he has been called to follow someone into the midst of sinners, to bring healing to the sick, to bring people back to life. So what does that say to you and I today? What does it mean to be trusting in the unknown of following Jesus, of being children of a God who will send you into unknown territory, possibly your enemies? What does that say to us today? We have a whole lot of unknowns coming up upon our lives. Unknowns of retirement, unknowns of transition of pastors, unknowns of a new pastoral family in the parsonage, unknowns of our future as Plank Chapel United Methodist Church, unknowns as far as North Carolina Conference or even the United Methodist Church. We have unknowns that even get broader and broader and broader. And we could sink deeper and deeper and deeper into despair. But Christ and God call us to trust them in the midst of the unknown. God calls us to be present to the present in the way that we are to be. That in every moment there's a possibility of God's miraculous work simply because we choose to go where God sends us, to follow Christ where Christ leads us. But possibly it's not to the people who are well, but to the tax collectors and sinners of our day, that maybe we are called to step out of our doors and engage with people in places we wouldn't expect to go. It might be a bar. It might be a motorcycle rally. It might be, who knows, even the farmers market might be a place where we're called. Or maybe we're called to go to a revival in Kittrell and see the community there and remind me to tell you what happened there later, not right now. But we might be called to go wherever we can find the people who are in need and answer the need the way God has gifted us to answer. We worry about numbers and churches and in pews and financial security around all that. Those are all unknowns that God has control of. If we are obedient and faithful to the call to go and to follow. There may be a new leader coming in and standing in this place. But the same call is on his life, that's on your life, that's on my life. And if we're open to the leading of that calling, if we're open to where God is going to send us, if we're open to new things and new possibilities, to the unknowns that are so scary, maybe, just maybe, we might find God in the midst of it all. God calls us into community, and this is a beautiful community. We fight, we bicker, we might not agree on some things, and we might agree on some of the strangest things, but we are here for one another, and we can be here for the ones in our community that are so desperate to know that they are of value. Their unknown is what tomorrow will look like. Will someone love me? Will someone see me for the beautiful child of God that I am? Will someone know that I am in desperate need of a connection and a community to love me? If we're not out there in the schools, if we're not out there in the bars, if we're not out there at events, if we're not out there in the community, the community isn't going to come in here to find Jesus. But they're going to find something. God told this old couple to go. He was 75 years old when they packed their bags and went to that unknown territory. He told Matthew, follow me. And Matthew gave up his career and followed. We're never too old to follow Christ to wherever Christ leads us. We need to trust that the unknown is in God's hands. And trust in the calling God places on our life. Together, you are the body of Christ. And together, you can bring hope to a community that is in desperate need to hear it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.